How old is this guy?
I think he's 39.
Like, what's he do without being too graphic?
He doesn't touch me or anything. He buys me stuff. And he tells me all the time that he loves me and that he can't wait until I turn 18 and that he sees us in the future together.
So you're 17, he's 39, and he's saying as soon as you get legal.
And this is just, it's uncomfortable.
Oh, you think? Oh. So what did you tell him?
He's been hitting on me for a while now, and I've just kind of been, like, friendly about it and not really saying anything, but I told him, I was like, look, I'm sorry if I misled you in any way, but I just like you as a friend and, you know, I just want a professional relationship with you. And he started crying and he was telling me that he was like in love with me.
Yeah, he's very troubled. Why don't you quit your job?
But I like the job. If I go and get like another job, the hours here are like flexible and...
Well, why don't you go to the manager over him?
Well, it's a small-owned business, and he owns the dry cleaners.
So he owns it?
Yeah.
Well, Lorena, your excuses for not quitting the job are not good enough. There's way too much emotional stress going on. You know, I don't trust him.
Uh-huh.
And you keep going there to work?
So I should quit?
Yeah. It's creepy, creepy, creepy. And there's no place to go. I guess you go to the police. I mean, he owns the business.
Right.
This is called harassment. There's laws against that now. You are being harassed. One more time, though. He's not stable. You don't know what he's going to do. He's creepy. You're under harassment. And it's more stress than you think.